From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is the first of two parts of Yishai, the Bright Fish.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Yishai was the kind of kid who questioned everything. He wondered about stuff like what kind of fireworks would explode underwater, or what's the most shrimp you could eat in a day, and why was it a problem that he always slept in, without fail, every single day. To put it simply, Yishai liked to play by his own rules. Yishai was a boy pinecone fish who lived in one of the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean. To get to school, he had to travel much farther than the other kids. His mom expected him to take the slow current because it was safe. But that would require Yishai to get up super early, which he definitely wasn't going to do. Instead, he took the fast currents to school. On his way, he discovered tons of different shortcuts, some more dangerous than others. One time, a giant orca rushed past him, sucking everything into its wake. Of course, Yishai's mom didn't know about any of this, but she didn't need to. He always made it to school on time, kinda. And his adventures through the fast currents made him feel alive.
Woohoo!
But Yishai's mom didn't understand his need for speed. Remember to take the slow current. Yes, Mom. Here's your lunch. It's double wrapped, just the way you like it. Thanks. Have a great day, Bubbla. You're a bright fish. Don't ever forget it. Bye. You're a bright fish, she yelled for the zillionth time. At this point in his life, he didn't really want to be a bright fish. He'd rather blend into the background. But there wasn't much chance of a pinecone fish being able to blend in. Yishai looked totally different from his friends. His neon yellow scales were scored with black diamonds, and he had three electric spikes that sprung from his back. There was one more thing that set Yishai apart from everyone in his school, but it was a secret, and one he protected at all costs. Yishai and his mom came from a part of the ocean known as the Midnight Zone. This pitch-black area went as deep as 4,000 meters underwater. Like most Midnight Zone fish, Yishai had to use these little bright lights on his head to see where he was going. His mother thought these headlights made Yishai special, but he hated them. He'd rather live in the Sunlight Zone. The Sunlight Zone was where all of Yishai's classmates lived. This was a warm, well-lit place near the surface of the ocean. The sun sparkled on the homes and playgrounds of the fish who lived there. They were never short of tasty treats, like sweet coral and crunchy crab shells. You didn't need lights on your head to live in the Sunlight Zone. When Yishai finally arrived at school, his best friend Zaki zoomed over to him.
Bruh, where have you been? You missed the first two periods.
I got caught up in this awesome current.
You wouldn't believe it, dude. I saw 14 dolphins dance through a hoop of jellyfish.
Yeah, right.
No, it's true, I swear.
Hey, what class are we meant to be in?
It's lunch.
Yishai shifted. Normally, lunch was his favorite part of the day, but not this week.
Hey, Yish, I'll trade you my kelp bars for your krill crisps.
I don't have krill crisps today.
What?
Why are you whispering? And why haven't you started eating yet?
Oh, is today the first day of Coralia?
Yeah.
Ah, I totally forgot. 8 days of eating green stuff. And 8 days without your mom's delicious krill crisps.
Yishai nodded. Coralia was a special holiday that pinecone fish celebrated. For 8 days, all pinecone fish weren't allowed to eat any coral. Instead, they ate bright green plankton.
It wasn't Yishai's favorite holiday.
Yishai crouched behind Zaki and unpacked his lunch where no one could see him.
Why are you trying to hide your food?
Don't you remember that time Twinkle came into school with her fins curled?
Big Phil saw her and called her Curly Whirly for a month. Ah, don't worry about Big Phil. He's a little kitten underneath all those scales.
Zaki gave him a reassuring grin. Yishai smiled and tucked into his plankton.
Right on cue, Big Phil glided by.
He paused in the center of the cafeteria and sniffed loudly like there was a rotten smell somewhere.
What is that funky stank?
Big Phil yelled. Yishai tried to sink into his seat and disappear.
Is that you, Curly Whirly?
Twinkle popped her head out of her sparkly velvet hoodie.
My name is Twinkle, and it's not me.
Hey, look, Yishai's lunch is glowing.
She's right, Yishai.
What's wrong with your lunch?
Leave him alone, Phil, said Zaki.
I think I'm going to call you Reekshai.
No, wait. I can do better.
Their teacher, Mrs. Beatrix, appeared in the cafeteria, clapping her fins.
Okay, students, single file and head for the exit just like we practiced.
That was a close one. Drill time!
Recently, there'd been a lot of emergency drills at Yishai's school. There were large thermometers in each classroom to measure the temperature of the sea. If the seas became too hot, they would have to evacuate for real.
Okay, students, the drill is over. You may swim back to class.
Yishai looked nervously at Zaki.
I got lucky this time. But how am I supposed to dodge Big Phil for the next 7 days?
The next morning, Yishai's mom handed him his lunch.
Have a great day, honey.
Yes, Mom, I know. I'm a bright fish.
Thanks for the lunch. I'll see you later.
Yishai felt like she'd just given him a stick of dynamite. What's he gonna do come lunchtime?
Okay, class. Remember that your report on whale songs is due next week. Enjoy your lunch.
Mrs. B, can I talk to you for a second?
You may.
So, you know how I live in the midnight zone, because I'm a pinecone fish.
Yes. Happy Coralia, by the way.
Thanks. Well, We're only allowed to eat glowing plankton for all 8 days of Coralia. The thing is, green plankton really stinks, and I get made fun of. Oh, ye shy. The students who make fun only do it because they don't know any better. Besides, one thing you learn when you grow up, the stinkier the food, the better it tastes. Oh, can I just eat my lunch in the classroom until Coralia is over?
Sure.
Thank you. With a sigh of relief, Yishai sat down at one of the desks to eat in peace. He could hear Zaki and the other kids playing outside, but he didn't care. He was glad to be alone with his stinky lunch. At the end of the day, the students drifted through the school gates towards their homes. As Yishai swam towards the gate, he was mortified to see that his mom and Mrs. Beatrix were talking. The swim home for Yishai and his mom was tense. They were silent for almost the entire swim to the midnight zone. But once they got to the dark and cavernous depths, he couldn't keep quiet any longer.
What were you talking to my teacher about?
She told me what happened at lunch. Look, I know it can be hard to be different, Bubby. When I was a little fish, I was teased for all sorts of things. But I didn't take it personally. Because most fish are just afraid of things they don't know about.
Or maybe most fish don't like to smell stinky things while they're eating.
Glowing plankton isn't stinky. It's pungent. Okay, it's a little stinky, but it's part of our culture.
Well, our culture stinks.
Oh, cheer up, Yishai. Your teacher and I decided that I'll come in and teach your class about Coralia. It'll be a special biodiversity class.
Biodiversity? But Mom...
I'm coming in tomorrow at 1 p.m. and we can eat lunch together. Yishai didn't say another word that evening. Not even during their special holiday dinner. He was speechless. The next day in class, Yishai couldn't focus. Zaki tried his best to help. Do you want me to tell your mom that you'll convert to goldfishism if she doesn't cancel the Coralia class? I've been thinking about pulling the hot water alarm all day. At this point, you've got two options. Face the music or change your identity and live out the rest of your days as a manatee. You'll have to gain some weight, though. With only a few minutes left before 1 p.m., Yishai found himself swimming up to the alarm, inspecting it with pleading eyes. All it would take was a tiny little nudge. The drill would take up the rest of the day, and his problems would be over. But he could feel Zaki's eyes on him. He swam to class alongside Zaki, as if to his doom. Somehow, Yishai found himself sitting in class surrounded by his Sunlight Zone classmates, with his Midnight Zone mother there. Why hadn't he just pulled the alarm?
Now, students, as part of our biodiversity curriculum, Yishai's mother, Eleanor, has volunteered to teach us about the festival known as Coralia, which is something that she and Yishai follow very, very closely.
A toothy smile spread across Big Phil's face.
I bet this is gonna stink.
Yishai's mom was flickering with excitement. She was proud to have a bright young fish for a son. So proud that Eleanor did the one thing she swore she would never do. A bright red light beamed from the sides of her mouth. It lit up everyone's faces in luminous red. Yeshai was mortified.
"What the heck just came out of her head?" said Big Phil.
Everyone was staring at her, and her son. Eleanor opened up her mouth to explain when
Twinkle rushed to Mrs. Beatrix's side.
Miss, look at the thermometer.
Oh, my. Single file line, straight to the exit. Philip, get your hands out of your lunchbox.
Aww.
Students, this is not a drill. Please proceed to the...
Oh, the intercom just blew, said Zacky.
You know, Principal Puffa's swimming away, Big Philip laughed.
Silence! Everyone stay calm!
But all of the students could see the fear in her face. Yeshai's mom looked over to him. She looked surprisingly calm.
Okay, kids, listen up. This is an emergency. Our only option is to swim south.
What?
Said Yeshai.
Give me a break,
Big Phil snarked.
Yeshai thought this was the worst idea yet. After seeing where he lived, Big Phil would have enough ammunition to make fun of him for the rest of the year.
In a nervous flurry, Eleanor and Mrs. B led the class out the school gates and through a maze of mangrove roots. After a quick head count, they began their descent. Yeshai lagged behind the group. A day ago, his greatest fear was his mother embarrassing him. Now, she was bringing the entire school home for the holidays. Twinkle was the first to complain as they wiggled down the muddy banks.
Mrs. B, I'm still too hot, Twinkle moaned. Then take off your scarf and beret, Twinkle.
I don't get what the big deal is, said Big Phil. It's not like we're going to melt. I swam near a hydrothermal vent once.
Maybe you could lead us there, Big Phil. More hot water is exactly what we need, right?
Said Zacky. Suddenly, the entire group was plunged into darkness. They had officially entered the Midnight Zone.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
That's the end of the first part of Yeshai, the Bright Fish. But there's more to come, so be sure to listen to part two on our next episode. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is part one of two of Yeshai, the Bright Fish, written by Jonathan Rhys. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.